Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
What the f*** is this piece of sh**?
I'm telling y'all right now, my wedding is going to be the first wedding with a minus one instead of a plus one. I don't like your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Ma'am, you're never getting married. I could tell by the tattoos, and I could tell by the fact you have a TikTok account.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
Dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
Minus one. Your man pisses me off, minus one. I don't like your husband or your wife, minus one.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's gonna jump off a building that they got disinvited from your fucking wedding. I'm pretty sure most of the people that would be there at this hypothetical wedding would only be there out of obligation because you're a family member or one of their family members dragged them to it. Yeah, I don't think anybody would lose sleep for missing this hypothetical wedding. Idiot.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Listen,
you know I love you to death, but y'all gotta stop with this goofy ass cap of what he won't do, the next man will. As a 38-year-old eligible bachelorette, I could tell you right now, the next man probably won't. You're getting worse from him. But something that I really want to discuss with y'all, and this is gonna catch me smoke, but you can't cancel reality. The playing field is not level. There are more good single women than there are good single men.
I'm afraid you're full of crap.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
That is not true. That is definitely not true. There's way more good single men than good single women. But here's the thing. When women say a good man, she's talking about, you know, a certain height, a certain look. On top of being emotionally intelligent, having a good job, you know, that's what they mean when they say good. Character is usually last on the list when they're talking about, you know, a good man. So just be very careful when listening to women talk.
Always check the facts. Then you decide. That's a tip from me, Mr. T.
If you ain't up on dumb bitchin' knees, they will trick you and manipulate you into believing some nonsense.
Time after time.
The reality is, what you won't do, the next bitch actually will. There are good women with good pussy and good credit and good...
Isn't it interesting that the first two things she mentioned when referring to good women is good cooch and good credit? Good bedroom fun, okay, guys care about that. But if we're talking about a girlfriend, good bedroom fun shouldn't be in the top three. We're talking about somebody you're going to introduce to mom, somebody you're going to reproduce with, and she's 38, so I mean, that's over with. But her having good credit and good bedroom fun, yeah, that shouldn't be at the top of your list, fellas. Character, you know, does she have a temper? Is she loving, caring, nurturing? Is she loyal? Chances are if she's 38 and single, she's not loyal. But most women don't know what a good woman is. Point fucking blank. They don't know what a good man is, and they don't know what a good woman is.
That's a damn shame.
If they did, they probably would have been able to make a relationship work, you know, by 25.
Good manners. Thirsty as fuck to come scoop up a man who will go 50% on the bills and come home at night to play his little fucking game. You feel me? You're so worried about aesthetics and keeping up with the Joneses and what so-and-so did on fucking Instagram. You feel...
That's what you're worried about, too. Let's not act like you're different. You know, you're the typical social media chick. That's why you're on here talking to us now.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot. Nigga, I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
Feel like your man ain't putting on for you. Let me tell you something. A good man is a man who comes home every night. It's a man who listens and communicates to you. It's a man who doesn't cheat. It's a man who pays bills and shows up for the children and fixes things where he can.
Okay, and it takes them going through 50 bad men to finally realize this basic elementary concept. They only have this realization and this epiphany when they're absolutely ruined. When they're never going to be any good to a good man, that's when they realize what a good man is.
That's a damn good fucking man. And the same way that you want to be loved, he wants to be loved too. Everybody is a fucking prize, not just you. Stop expecting these men to jump through fucking hoops to earn your love, but you're asking for a love that you can't even fucking reciprocate.
Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
How ghetto is that? Very.
Can you stop cursing? I mean, seriously, are you trying to give off that you're a good woman? I don't think women should take advice from, you know, Babs the cursing sailor. I don't know where I just came up with that from, but anyway, are there female sailors? I'm sure there are.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Anyway, ma'am, you seem like you need some serious counseling, and you should get that mental health issue handled before you come online giving other women advice. Just a thought.
You gotta be willing to give what you wanna fucking get in order for that shit to fucking last. So if you got a good man, start pouring into him and stop dangling greener pastures in front of his face. Cause if you had it like that, you'd have it.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
So many things on the political spectrum right now that are just vile on the MAGA side, and you don't want me to say anything about it? I said, I don't think you know me very well. At all. At all. And if a person is not capable of having facts and evidence explained to them and then shifting their mindset and saying, okay, I see the point now, I see the facts, I see the evidence, I'm able to shift my opinion, then why would you want to even have a conversation with them, let alone date them?
That's the problem we have in our society right now. We're too busy demonizing the other side, and we're not even willing to have a conversation with the other side, or see the other side as human. You're exactly what's wrong with our society right now, lady. I'm willing to sit down with somebody with opposing views as long as they're respectful and we can have a conversation. And we could disagree at the end of the conversation and still shake hands and have a hot dog and beer. People like you are terrible. People who demonize anybody with any other type of opinion, and you're like, I can't even sit down with that person, they're just so vile. You're over-exaggerating everything, and I can't stomach extremists like you.
Look who's talking.
This is why men don't want to date older women like you. You're stuck in your ways, and you're under this delusion that some strong man is going to come in and get on your program about everything. It's so silly.
And it was just a very odd thing, but she was very insistent. I just need to not talk about politics. And I said, I can't disagree with someone on basic fundamental human rights issues and think that they're a good person.
Ma'am. A doctor assisting you with deleting your offspring isn't a human right. Now, if you want to delete it on your own time, hey, you can say that's my right. I made it and I can take it out of here. But having the government and the medical system assist you in offing your offspring is not a human right.
And she's like, yeah, you're right. It's probably not going to work out. I said, yeah. We'll disregard the whole 60-year-old thing because I'm only 40, but yeah, it's not going to work out for me. It's a no for me. It's a no.
It's the happiest day of my life is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
You're not dodging a bullet. Like, look at this screenshot right here. Who's dodging a bullet? A 60-year-old handsome man that looked like Russell Crowe who loaded, or this bitch? Like, seriously, just ask yourself that. Answer that in the comment section.
Misogynist. As he said, misogyny is still real in our community.
I would say, number one, I know it's a shock to everyone, but sexism remains real and a very pertinent issue.
Anything men can do, we can do better.
yeah, they don't care nothing about this. They just want to sit in their comfy, air-conditioned apartments and talk to a phone by themselves in a house.
Look who's talking.
They built the building that she live in. You know, they built the technology she using to shit on men on the internet. Yeah, they just want to sit in there and be comfy and talk their crap. They don't care nothing about, you know, the ins and outs of how society runs and how men run society and all the ways that men have to, you know, risk their lives to keep everything running, keep everything going, make sure she gets groceries to her local grocery store. They don't care nothing about the intricacies of how things work and how hard a man's life is. They don't care about nothing. They would see a compilation like this and be like, well, how much do they make at these jobs? I wonder, could I snag a guy like that? That's the only thing they're thinking about. I don't care what you do for a living, but make sure you can take me to a 5-star restaurant. Fucking entitled dingbat bitches.
Second wave feminism sought to reduce or eliminate women's responsibilities, and third wave feminism seeks to increase men's responsibilities. And that's really the way I see it. When all the mixed messages are tallied up, we find that men can't win for losing. They still bear the majority of the burdens they did 100 years ago. To one degree or another, they are still expected to pay on the first date and onward, even months or years into the relationship. Still expected to be the higher earner in the relationship. Still expected to pay most or all of the household bills.
It ain't right!
And this is why we chose to walk away. You know, we're not mad anymore. I mean, I do this channel for fun and for, you know, educational purposes, but we're not bitter. We're not mad about it. We're just moving on with our lives. And really, we're glad it worked out like this because we woke up to female nature and we realized now it was never worth it. You know, even back in the good old days, it wasn't worth it.
I swear for a goddess in heaven, it is only patriarchy.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.